Hello, Patriots. This is Living with Liberty, your source for common sense and truth, bringing you insight from outside the mainstream. I am your host, Ryan. Today, we are talking about the Bud Light boycott, Tucker Carlson, and Joe Biden thinking he owns your kids. Next on Living with Liberty. Bud Light boycott be the turning point in driving politics out of business? Well, to the certain extent that they're getting involved in cultural issues anyway. There's still plenty of reason for business to be involved in government, you know, things from regulations to getting, you know, new plants approved, things like that. So there's still a reason for business to be involved in politics, but more so from the regulatory side, not from the cultural side, not from the pushing an agenda side. They just haven't learned their lesson yet. So will Bud Light, will this be the turning point in getting corporations out of the cultural politics business? Up until this point, if there's been one industry that has really stayed out of the culture war fray, it's been the beer industry. I'm going to guess that with the troubles at Bud Light right now, both Miller and Coors executives are having all marketing plans run by the leadership team. One, because right now they're capitalizing on people turning away from Bud Light. And two, just to ensure they don't end up like Bud Light. Now, depending on which media outlet you listen to, this is either a boycott by conservatives or a conservative-led boycott. Now, I'll tell you that neither is true. If it were, it would not be nearly as successful as it has been in dropping Bud Light's sales and market share over the course of this past month here. Their customers are not all conservatives. Now, are conservatives making the most noise about it? Yeah, probably. Are they the ones leading the charge? Maybe, right? We'll leave it at that. I hesitate to say that conservatives are leading this boycott. The media wants you to believe that because they want a bad guy, a boogeyman to point to. Oh, those nasty conservatives, they're leading boycotts of companies, right? So I hesitate because just for that simple fact, it wouldn't be as successful if this was a conservative-led boycott. Their customers are not all conservatives. They're hardworking blue-collar Americans, some of who are in unions, so chances are they vote Democrats. Some of them are, yeah, part of the LGBTQ community, I'm sure, right? Some of them are white-collar workers. But the point here is Bud Light got out of touch with who their core customer is, right? Their core customer is that blue-collar American, that blue-collar worker who, after a hard day of working in the factory or on the construction site or whatever, just want to go have a beer, and have their beer not be political. They want an escape. That's what beer, that's what gathering and sharing a beer with somebody is. It's just an escape from whatever's going on during the course of a day, a week, a month, whatever, right? So it's not, it shouldn't be political. Now, the vast majority of beer drinkers are men, so there you go. There's another key group. And again, you know, not all conservative men. Yes, women do drink beer. Yes, they do. But the demographics are what they are for beer drinkers, and that's skewed towards men. It just is. A beer has always been apolitical. It's been one of those things that no matter what your politics are, you can sit down at your local watering hole and talk to the person next to you on whatever it is, weather, sports, cars, latest movie, whatever, and not get into politics at all. And have their beer can be apolitical or their beer brand of choice be apolitical. A beer is something we can bond over as a society. Now, Bud Light's activist marketing flunky obviously didn't read the demographics info on who Bud Light consumers are. Or maybe she did and she thought, I guess, it was time for a change, which I guess she did state that, right? She said, you know, we got to move beer away from being the frat boy, blah, 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 whatever. Who do you think drinks beer, lady? Who do you think's drinking the beer, right? And what are the commercials for beer? They're they're filled with women a lot of times. Well, but you know, Budweiser has a Clydesdales and you know, whatever, they'll have some of those. You remember back the frogs, right? I mean, but I'll give this, Budweiser has had a great marketing team. That's why I firmly believe that they are the top of the beer heap, you know, when it comes to call it mass produced beer. It's not because their product's good. Their product, if you ask me, is absolute garbage. It's horrible beer. But at the end of the day, the marketing, the red, white, and blue cans, the Clydesdales, I mean, images of America, right? That's why people drink Budweiser. They choke it down for that simple fact is it's a good old American beer, right? So she didn't read the demographics on what Bud Light customers and consumers were and what they wanted and what they expected out of their beer. She just wanted to be an activist. She just said it's time to get away from this marketing and whatnot of you know, the frat boy mentality, right? Those were the words that came out of her mouth. So the whole stunt of putting Dylan Mulvaney's face on a can, even if it was just a commemorative 12-pack or whatever it was that was given to him, they publicized it, right? It went out there, and all it did is it pissed off a wide swath of their customer base. I will say it again, Democrats and Republicans alike, because not all Budweiser drinkers are Republican or conservatives. And now, because of this, because she decided to go off in a totally new direction that didn't fit the brand, she, along with her boss, are at least right now on involuntary leave, which is basically a step to getting fired. They didn't do their job. They didn't understand what their job was. Their job was to grow the brand. Their job was to stay apolitical and to keep the image of Budweiser, Bud Light, as an American beer that anybody can drink and you can bond over, right? Now, boycotts generally don't work, and we saw that with Goya, who experienced record sales after the left called for a boycott of Goya because the owner met with Trump. All he did was, I don't remember at this point because it was so long ago, and I didn't go back and look, admittedly, to refresh myself on a story, but memory serves me correct. He just met with Trump. He didn't, like, endorse him or anything. He just met with Trump and said some nice things about the policies he had. But because boycotts generally don't work, and they don't work because you have to have multiple groups come together in a concerted way to be able to put the pressure on a company. The Goya experienced record sales. People did the opposite. They did the complete opposite. They said, this looks like a good American company. Let's go support it, because obviously the left wants to tear it down, because all the CEO did was had the crime of going and meeting with Donald Trump. So that's why they don't work. But in this case, it has had an effect on Bud Light, because you have multiple groups coming together. You have people of all political persuasions coming together and saying, enough is enough, keep the politics out of our beer. Now, is Anheuser-Busch going to be okay after this? Yes, it's a huge conglomerate with many brands under its control. It's part of AB InBev, big Belgian conglomerate. They're going to be just fine, right? At the end of the day, it's not going to take the company down and bankrupt it. At that macro level, Anheuser-Busch will be fine as a company, but this Bud Light boycott really hurt the bottom line, and it's gotten the attention of the leadership of the company, which is the intention of it, right? Something happened here. Bud Light did something their consumers didn't want or didn't like. They responded, and it hurt the bottom line. In order to make it make some changes with these companies, you have to hurt the bottom line, and that's what happened here. Now, how bad exactly has it gotten for Bud Light? I mean, they've seen quite a decline in sales. So the latest sales data from Nielsen IQ and Bump Williams Consulting shows that Bud Light sales fell 17% in dollars, while volume dropped a whopping 21% in the week that ended April 15th. Bud Light was down almost 35% in volume in the restaurant sector over the first half of April. Those are some huge numbers. You think about the volume Bud Light does across everything. It was like the number one light beer in America, right? So they do huge numbers. Those percentages are huge. when you bump them up against the numbers and volume and sales that Bud Light did. I mean, it had an effect. And those huge numbers aren't only being driven by a conservative boycott. They just aren't. You don't get those kinds of numbers just by conservatives boycotting something. You just don't. So again, I'll go back to my first point that this is not solely a conservative-led or conservative-only boycott. You don't get this kind of traction and impact to a company's bottom line by it just being one group. You don't. It doesn't happen. Now, even funnier is that there are those out there that are trying to brush this off as if Bud Light will instantly get those consumers back. Oh, it's just a phase, right? I mean, April's been terrible for Bud Light. It just has. I don't have the latest numbers. We're at the end of April now. But it's been, each week has gotten progressively worse for the company in terms of their sales and volume out the door. Maybe Bud Light will talk to the NFL about how this works when you piss off your fan base. Is the NFL just fine? Yes. It took them 4 years or so after the Kaepernick kneeling incident to get back the same viewership they had prior to Kaepernick drawing attention to himself rather something other than his crappy quarterback play. It took them 4 years to get back, and then they ruined it all again with the nonsense that just seems to continue on to this day, you know, from the George Floyd incident on. There's still something like 7 to 10% of people who were fans that will never go back, and that's, I think, probably a little bit low at this point. That will only compound over the generations as those people who's just walked away from being fans of the game, don't introduce the game to their kids or grandkids, you know, handing it down generationally, so to speak, that'll happen. It happens. The same will go for Bud Light. Additional to that, to Bud Light, you're not going to gain, I'm sorry, they're just not going to gain their consumers back, like in the snap of a finger. It's just not going to happen. So additional to that, you had Anheuser-Busch attempting very weakly to right the ship here. You had them throwing out the Clydesdales, throwing out patriotic messaging here. And it's all was an attempt that people saw right through. They came out with an ad campaign on social media that, again, had patriotic motifs. And according to Brian Young, a piece in the Epoch Times by him, they thought the executives there thought that it would calm the outrage among its base. They figured we'll just throw this patriotic social media blitz out there. That'll be enough to calm the masses out there and get them back drinking Bud Light. Now this tells you what these executives think of you, that they can just flash some red, white, and blue and Bud Light drinkers will flock back. Maybe even Budweiser. I know there's been a lot of people that just said, I'm done with Anheuser-Busch period. Right. I've seen it on social media land. I'm done with it right now. What that translates into a nationwide and extrapolate the data. I don't know. I didn't do the statistics of what I saw in my small sample size, but it's a real concern because you have people drinking those tangential brands that will now go and look, oh, this is an Anheuser-Busch brand. I'm not drinking it. Right. So you have even that leakage of consumer, if you will, from other brands that are not Bud Light. So these corporate executives think you are stupid. They think they can just flash some sort of fancy marketing campaign, something that was on brand, and you'll flock back. Now, in actuality, Anheuser-Busch didn't really get away with this awful attempt. As Young notes in his piece here, he says this, the social media campaign was panned by many online users, some of whom framed it as a hypocritical attempt to win back conservatives outraged by the Mulvaney partnership. Again, I will go and say it's not even necessarily just the conservatives. There's a lot of other independents, Democrats, etc., who need to be won back as well. It's just not conservatives. Like, can we just drop that already? So that's about the only thing I don't agree with here with Young's article. But you know, outside of that, the people saw through it. They said, you're just trying to pander. You know what? You're just doing even more political nonsense. Why don't you just come out and make a real statement, right? Make a real apology. Say, we were off brand. We're sorry. We knew this is an on-brand for us, yada, yada, right? I mean, that's all they had to do. Have a conciliatory tone to it. I mean, that's exactly what it was, though, too. I mean, Young hit it. It was an attempt by these executives at Anheuser-Busch. They said, hey, sheeple, here's some Clydesdales and flags. Now go buy some Bud Light. That's what this ad campaign was. Shut up. Quit boycotting us. We're losing a ton of money. Here's some flags. Here's some Clydesdales. America, fireworks, dilly dilly. Now go buy the Bud Light. That's what they did. People see right through that sort of thing. Now, in the end, will Bud Light sales tick back up? Yeah, they probably will. It's inevitable, right? Over time, people forget about it. They won't be mad anymore, which is fine, whatever, right? But the damage has already been done. The message has been sent, and the damage has been done. Unfortunately, though, it doesn't seem to have sunk in at other companies yet. They haven't learned from Coke. They haven't learned from Disney. They haven't learned now from Bud Light. Because Maybelline has apparently picked up a partnership with Dylan Mulvaney. So this could get really interesting. We'll see what happens here. Now you have a company that caters exclusively to women, that encourages women to be women, now hitching their wagon to a man to promote their product. What is this? What kind of clown world are these companies living in? What kind of stupidity, or I should say, how much more stupid can they be? Okay, well, old Bud Light got skewered for Dylan Mulvaney, so here comes Maybelline. Let's hitch our wagon to him, too, and see what happens. Probably the same thing, because as we're seeing now, women are getting more and more vocal and upset about men, biological men. I don't call yourself whatever you want, but a biological man encroaching upon their space. Now, time will tell on this one. It's early. I just picked that story up and just saw something briefly. I didn't dig into it. So time will tell on this one, because as I look at it, as I see it, it seems to me that the march or the attack on women in our society marches on. And I think it's only going to get women are only going to get more and more vocal, and they're going to start boycotting companies like Maybelline and say, look, hey, this is, you know, we're women, right? Let's kind of keep the makeup thing to women here and enhancing and empowering women, whatever you want to call it. Why are you bringing in this Dylan Mulvaney to pimp cosmetics, right? And at that, a caricature of a woman at that, right? I think what he does is, and to me, women make your own choice, but I think what he does is actually quite offensive to women. I think that's really not how women are at all. It makes them seem shallow and dumb, and that's not how women are at all. But women make your own choice on Dylan Mulvaney, how he portrays women. But to me, he's an absolute clown. Subscriptions are one of the big ways podcasts get discovered. So if you could, please do me a favor. Pause whatever platform you are listening on or viewing on and hit that subscribe button. It will give you an alert whenever a new Living with Liberty is published. And the subscriptions help us get into the recommendations so others can find the show. All right, next story here. Tucker Carlson. The fallout in social media land and even legacy media, for that matter, over Tucker Carlson leaving Fox has been entertaining, to say the very least. Leftists and swampers are too happy. Conservatives are too mad about this. Now take a listen to this cringe fest from the cackling hens at the Spew.
Word has just come down that Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways. We thank him for his service to the network and host of the prior contributor. Wave.
Come on, folks. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye.
None of them seem to be embarrassed by their conduct. They never are, anyway. I mean, this was so cringy. I cringe just even bringing that clip to you and listening to it again. It was horrible. And it just seemed forced, right? It just seemed forced. Like, that's what we were supposed to do. Oh, Tucker's gone from Fox. Yay. You know, raise the roof or whatever the hell Whoopi did. I find it embarrassing just watching the clip. I'm embarrassed just watching it. I'm embarrassed for them because they're acting so stupid. Now, I hate to tell these clowns, Tucker isn't going anywhere. He may take a little break. He may not be on Fox anymore. He may have something where he contractually can't jump right back into media right away or start his own thing or jump to another channel, company, whatever. But he will be back. At the very least, he has a huge Twitter following, and I'm sure it's getting bigger. So he will be able to get his message out there. He'll be able to post videos. He'll still be able to talk to people. He'll probably be able to talk to more people than he does than he did at Fox. And he had the most viewers out of any cable news channel show anywhere. He's going to have offers from other outlets. There's been rumors already of OAN, I think, jumping in. So the rumors are out there of Tucker Carlson having offers from other outlets. And he's going to have a ready-made audience no matter what he ends up doing, whether he goes to OAN, whether a Newsmax jumps into the fray, whether there's something else out there, whether he starts his own channel, who knows? But he's going to have a ready-made audience. And look, you have on the other side of the spectrum here, so that's the happy side and kind of talking down the happy side. Tucker Carlson ain't going anywhere. So save your cringy celebrations. He'll be back. Just like, you know, Arnold wasn't a Terminator. I'll be back. Just the celebration on that side is, go ahead. And I can't wait for the meltdown when Tucker comes back and he's got double or triple the amount of viewers he had on Fox with whatever he's doing now or whatever he decides. I shouldn't say now, but whatever he decides to do in the future. I will laugh. And I'll take great joy in it because we'll have all these clips of these people acting so stupid, like they had just won the lottery because Tucker Carlson left Fox. Whoopi and her raising the roof and all the hens on the view doing the same thing and the crowd cheering, or, you know, they hit the applause button and put it on the soundtrack. Who knows? But anyway, we got the other side of the spectrum here. And we've got the other side of the spectrum is conservatives who are swearing off Fox News. Fine, do it. I don't care. They'll continue to roll on just fine, too, like we just talked about Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch. There's no reason to be mad about it. Honestly, there's no reason to post every day on your social media account. I'm done with Fox News. Now, full disclosure, Tucker was the only reason I would tune into anything on Fox News. Now I won't be either, so there you go. But this is the only time you'll hear me mention that. You won't see me post it on my social media. Yeah, I won't be blasting it out there every day for the next month that I'm done with Fox News. Oh, they fired Tucker. How could they? How dare they? You know, insert Greta meme here. How dare they? How dare you, Fox News, that you fire Tucker? You won't see me do that. Why? Because I don't care, right? Who cares? It's a news channel. People come and go off of news channels all the time. To just turn Fox News off then. We'll see it in the numbers. You don't have to tell us about it. You don't have to be mad about it. There's a lot more things more worthy of our anger in this world than Tucker being let go from Fox News. I can think of three things off the top of my head. The Ukraine conflict we don't belong in. Inflation and the line that continues to come from the Biden administration are three things off the top of my head that we should be more angry about and more focused on than who's leaving Fox News. Now, we get it. Fox News, they let Tucker go. You're mad. Move on. Who cares? Right? Nobody wants to sort through your 7,493 memes about how Fox News sucks and how you're not going to watch it anymore. We just don't. We don't care. It doesn't matter. On the grand scheme of things that matter, from top to bottom, this would be near the bottom. This would be a notch above, you know, number infinity on that list. Who cares? You know what? And really, I'll say this. I really hate social media sometimes. A lot of times, I should say. Just for this reason alone. Because now you got to wade through all these memes and people posting about how they're done with Fox News. Can we just do things silently? Can't we just do things silently anymore and let our actions speak instead of having to blast our opinions out on social media and what we're doing or not doing? I mean, honestly, we would see it in the numbers. If you turned off Fox News and you didn't watch it anymore, the numbers would decline. And you know what? I don't care. Your neighbor doesn't care. Who cares if you watch Fox News or not? Nobody. Now, Tucker was one of the very few left on legacy media that would challenge everything. So I understand, you know, some of the outrage, if you will, about him leaving, because that was the voice out there. But again, he's got many other outlets. He'll have many other opportunities. So he's not going anywhere. He'll put whatever he wants out on his Twitter. Follow his Twitter if you want. He was one of the few that challenged everything, and it didn't matter if they were a Republican or Democrat. Republicans and Democrats, especially swampy Republicans, hated him. He called everything out. He called it out. Now, whether he was telling us the story or a story, he's in the media. Let's be honest. Tucker Carlson was still in the media. He told you a story. A story as he saw it. It was up to you to decide, is everything true or do I need to go and verify? And I've called out on this show a couple of occasions where I've disagreed with him, where I thought he was wrong and brought the proof of why I thought he was wrong. That's what we need to do. You have to realize Tucker Carlson is still a media personality. He's still going to tell you a story, not the story. Partially because there's not time to tell the story in the segments that they do on TV. That's part of it. The other part of it is he's trying to be an influencer. Let's be honest here. Now, we have some of the rumors out there. Let's address that. Some of the rumors out there of where Tucker Carlson will end up. Like I mentioned before, OAN, Newsmax, maybe he starts his own thing. But there's some of the rumors out there that he's lining up a run for president. And I even saw this ridiculous tweet about how this lines him up to be Trump's running mate, which if you've been following the Dominion settlement story, you know that Carlson really isn't a big fan of Donald Trump. So that's all just Twitter clickbait. There again, people trying to get eyeballs and be an influencer on the Dirty Bird and other social media. Who cares? If he does, I'll be surprised. I don't think Tucker Carlson wants any part of that swamp. I really don't. I don't think that's his best place to be. I don't think that's his best, most effective role in the political realm. I really don't. Tucker Carlson in office, I don't think is his best and most effective role. I think his best role is being a thorn in the side of permanent Washington, calling out the Uniparty for their BS, embarrassing so-called Republicans when they do a 180 on their supposed values, on conservative values, which they espouse to uphold. I mean, he's had Asa Hutchinson on how many times on his show and made him look foolish, the former governor of Arkansas, who I think now is talking about running for president. Good luck, Asa Hutchinson. The swamp hates him because he calls attention to what they are doing. They want to distract us from what they are really doing. And he calls them out on it. He brings it to our attention. And I'm sure it gets people, when he does that, it gets people calling and emailing their reps and asking questions and demanding answers and saying, don't do this, don't vote for this, and quit being a corrupt piece of crap. What I could see happening is Carlson going independent, the independent route, becoming even more of a modern-day muckraker, if you will, because I think he kind of fit that mold with his show and how they handled it or how he handled it and his producers, et cetera, on Fox. I think he was doing some of that muckraking out there. So I see him doing something independent, joining the likes of Project Veritas and whatever James O'Keefe's doing these days and numerous other independent journalists out there who are bringing corruption to light. I'm not saying that Tucker Carlson's going to team up with any of them. I think he does this on his own. I think he's got connections. He's got his own producers, etc. He'll have no problem getting advertisements, whatever, right, to fund the operation. Donations, however it looks like for him. I'm not saying he's got to team up. He's not, I don't think, going to team up with a Project Veritas or James O'Keefe or any of the other independents out there. But I think he gets into that game with them and it becomes that much of a stronger movement in terms of of driving the corruption out of our media, of holding our media to account, for one, of how awful they are that they lie to us, and two, governmental officials. So I'll say this, conservatives, just calm down. Calm down. Tucker Carlson's going to be better off for being for leaving Fox. He's going to be better off. And the lefties out there, you shouldn't be celebrating too loudly. He'll be back, and he'll be stronger than he was before. If you are listening to the audio-only show and your platform allows for reviews, please give us a 5-star review. It helps others find the show. Whether you are listening to the audio version or viewing on Rumble or YouTube, hit the Rumble or thumbs up button. The more interactions we have, the more the show gets into the recommendations made by the algorithms, and the more we are able to spread the truth. All right, finishing up for today, the Biden administration wants your children. Take a listen.
Rebecca put a teacher's creed into words when she said, "There's no such thing as someone else's child. No such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our
children." No, Joe, my children are not the nation's children. They are not my community's children. They are my children. They don't belong to any governmental entity. They don't belong to some collective. They are mine. They are part of my family. My neighbor's children are their children. They're not my children. There should be no doubt as to what this administration and the lunatics in the Democrat Party think of your children and what they actually think of your parenting skills. There should also be no doubt that they are going to continue to come after our children, doing what they can to remove the influence of family, of influence of parents, influence of faith as well. Well, if we're being honest here, the influence of the Christian faith. They believe they have a right to remove you, their parent, as the authority figure in your child's life. They believe that you should not be able to direct your child's education, that you should have no say in how they're being educated in government schools. So they believe they have the right to remove you as the authority figure in your child's life if you don't uphold their approved value set. This is one of those moments that Republicans need to loop over and over during the 2024 campaign, whether it be for House of Representatives, State House, State Assemblies, House of Representatives in Washington, Senate, President, whatever. Republicans should be looping this over and over because this is what the Democrat Party thinks of your children. They think your children belong to the state. Remind people that the resident and his commie buddies in the Democrat Party think they own your children. What needs to happen is people need to be reminded that this Democrat Party thinks it owns you. And everything that you own is also owned by the state. That's what they think. They tried to own you, your body, by forcing you to take a shot in order to participate in society. They think they own you by trying to take away your gas stoves, and now they think they own your children. I don't think it's anything new. I think this is just coming out to light again because they think they can get away with this stuff, this rhetoric. They know that in the end, to get to the goal of a global tyranny, they need to indoctrinate the children. They need to get them thinking and repeating at a young age the language of sheeple, the singular mindset. That's what they need to have in our kids. They can't have kids thinking for themselves. They have to teach them what to think, not how to think. The schools have been exposed as one of the conduits to achieve this. We saw during COVID, right, the schools went online and parents finally saw what actually goes on in their classroom and they got mad about it and started this movement. And now you have Biden here who is merely reinforcing the message that the children really aren't your children as parents. They belong to us, the state. That's what Biden's doing here. He's trying to bring that narrative back to that because parents have been upset for 3 years now, let's call it. Since COVID, since they saw what actually has been going on in a classroom, and it's eroding the hold that the government schools have on children's minds. This administration has messed up with everything it's touched. And it has messed with everything that you don't want to mess with if you want to keep a voting population on your side. They've messed with our money through inflation and higher taxes. They messed with our freedom of choice by COVID lockdowns, by threatening to take away gas stoves. And they messed with our children. Republicans have a message already built to go after the Democrats in 2024. Biden gives them material every day. They have a built-in message of giving the people something to vote for, as opposed to voting against something because it's supposedly bad. Right? Republicans, if they stand for freedom and liberty, it's already built into the message because Biden has obviously been the opposite of that. The children are yours. The freedom of choice is yours. You want a gas stove? Have a gas stove. You don't want an electric car? Don't have an electric car. We're not going to jam it down your throat. Republicans better take advantage of the gift they are being given by the Biden administration. Before I go, don't forget to tune in live to Rucksack Radio on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central for Laughs and Liberty with Tom and me. You can watch us live on Riverside FM, Rumble, YouTube, or Twitch. We love engaging with everybody in the chats, so tune in. It's always a good time. Friends, that's my show for today. Thank you for tuning in. Please check out my website, livingwithlibertypodcast.com. There you'll find links to my past shows, my original articles, as well as other resources to help arm you with knowledge in fighting off the prevailing narratives of the day. While on my website, shop my store, Living with Liberty Outfitters. Lastly, I'd be so grateful if you shared, subscribed, and left a positive review of the show, should your listening platform allow. Subscribing helps us move up the charts and helps more people find the truth.